I'm Abby Leonard, and this is my story. So when I was little, my parents got divorced and we moved to Indiana from Washington, D.C. And luckily my mom met this awesome guy and got remarried. And so I got a stepbrother and a stepsister through the process and everything was wonderful. And then something really, really life-changing happened. When I was six, my stepbrother sexually abused me.
This is the story of my friend Abby. Abby is a loyal, confident, and determined individual. Although she walks the halls of Carmel High School confidently every day, she hasn't always felt this way.
I didn't tell anyone for 7 years, and I lived with the guilt and the shame of what had happened, because for some reason in my little six-year-old brain, and from then on until I was about 13, I thought that it was my fault, and I thought that it was me that had caused this to happen to me. And I thought that, you know, I had done something or said something and that God had turned his back on me, and that was why he'd allowed my stepbrother to do this to me. And I always tell that it's my shame backpack, and it just got heavier and heavier as the years went on, and I just completely felt lost from God and lost from the world and unloved and worthless. I always say that, you know, I felt like I was dust in the wind, just shifting through, never holding on to someone and never anyone wanting to hold on to me, just shaking me off their sleeve. And that's how I felt. I felt unloved and ashamed and just altogether worthless.
Abby has impacted so many people who have gone through similar things, even including her best friend, Miriam Wright.
So I really struggled with mental and verbal abuse from my dad. And in middle school, it got just really, really bad. And I actually developed an eating disorder just because of how worthless I was feeling.
Abby was strong and made a decision to free her life.
I told someone for the first time when I was 13. I told my mom what had happened and what my stepbrother had done, and a light bulb popped up in my head. And I realized that something like this isn't my fault. What my stepbrother did to me isn't my fault at all, and it never is for any girl or guy that's been abused. It's never your fault, and it clicked that God loved me, and he saved me, and that I was this perfect princess that Jesus had died on the cross for, and that God saw me through Jesus' sacrifice.
Abby has found strength through her struggle and her faith in God. God has transformed her life and has shown her a love that she had never experienced before.
Nothing had happened in God's eyes to me that had made me worthless or worthy of being ashamed. I was altogether beautiful, and it always reminds me of my favorite Bible verse, Song of Songs 4:7, and it says, "You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you." And that just finally clicked for me that I was worthy of someone dying for. And so from that, I think that experience has allowed me to be able to share my story with other girls and to show them that they are worth so much more than they think that they are, and they shouldn't be ashamed for what happened to them.
Hearing her story, especially for the first time, I remember when I heard her story, I could relate to it so well, and I could feel what she was feeling. And knowing that someone has felt the way that you have felt, especially when it's something that you're struggling with, is just like such a comfort, you know?
Abby has even started an organization called Trading Tears for Tiaras.
A group that I've kind of developed over the years, and it's, you know, taking its form and shape and whatnot. And it's called Trading Tears for Tiaras because, you know, you trade in your shame for being a princess of God. And it's just showing girls and guys that through other people's stories, showing them that they are loved and that they are worthy of being cared for, and that they are more than the victimization they were made out to be.
Abby has taken her story and has helped so many people with it. She shows love and kindness towards everyone she meets. Just like Abby, no one should struggle in the silence of abuse. If you or someone you know has been abused, tell someone you trust and get help. Because just like Abby's story, you can be set free from the pain of the silence. For WHJE, this has been Addie Yost.